WPT listening. Listening to old man and your children. Right now, I'm listening to you, old man. I just don't know if I got time for you or not. I'm eating one of them donuts from that new donut shop. Well, that's all right. I went to Biscuitville and had me a nice bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, some grits with some cheese in it, and a cup of coffee, and that was very delicious. And they have a what they call a thin biscuit, so you don't get a real thick one, you get a thin one. And it had like double the bacon, double the cheese, and an egg on it. It was delicious.
Good, but I'm from the north. Throw them grits in the dish.
Well, you could have had French fries or something else. That was just one of the sides that they offered.
I tried them many years ago in Oklahoma, and they served them with everything. And they probably do down here, too. Cream of wheat, I can go. Oatmeal, nah, not so much. But grits, absolutely not. Well, I got a clean bill of health on my eyeball, and I spent more time waiting than I did in the doctor's office.
Usually the way it is, I mean, been there, done that, as they say.
Very long, I suppose 15, 20 minutes. I found out this one nurse I was talking to there was checking my eyes. She said they had 13 different offices of Clemson Eye. I didn't know that.
That means there's a lot of places you can go if you're having trouble seeing.
No, I like that one there. It's not too bad to get to, but I started a little bit late because somebody had me on the telephone, and I got there about 5 minutes before my appointment.
That means you didn't have to wait very long.
I was already e-checked in. All they do is say, yeah, you're all done ready, and you go sit down. We send your old TR. It's a very nice place. I don't mind waiting there. And all the folks are nice down there. Well, there's a 160-meter winter contest on starting tonight. I know you don't have 160, but guess who I worked on 160 meters last night? I could not believe it because I have trouble working DX on 160.
Ain't got a clue. And it could have been anybody. Could have been your neighbor across the street for all I know.
Tango X-Ray 5 Sierra, Clipperton Island. In our days, it was called Fox Ocean, whatever number. But there's a big de-expedition going on over there now. But I was just thrilled to death. I had to try for a little bit because there was quite a crowd. But I clearly got him. And then I worked him on 80. But he was fading out on 40 time I got up there. I'll kind of strive for that. That's the only ones I needed. I got 10 through 30 years ago. But I would have liked to have got 40, 80, and 160. I thought, nah, that's impossible. But they must have a good setup over there. It's pretty good, a fair piece over there. It's in Micronesia, I think, is what Fox Ocean is.
Close. Let's put it that way. It ain't close. So, you know, at least it means you had a chance to do something, so... You know, it's always a good deal.
It was a lot of fun. They were working split. I know night before last, there was 9 kilocycles wide on the split, and that's just unimaginable to try to work him when there's that many there.
That's true. So, you know, but at least you got him worked and you got him in the book, and, you know, it's there for you. So, well, good. Congratulations. And I'm glad you got it in and got it worked. So, good deal. And guess you'll just be taking it easy now, huh?
Springtime, Rusty. I'm telling you, it's nice out there. Bernice was interested in what that is. Biscuitville, is that what they call it, Bernice? Anyways, the one you went to, that sounded like a nice place. They got one right up here on Wade Hampton. Is that where you went?
Well, I went to the one over on 290 in Duncan, so that's where it is.
You don't have to just eat biscuits, though, do you?
They got a bunch of stuff there. They got a bunch of things, so, you know, there's a lot there.
They went in there just the other side of Oldies and Greer, and we'll have to try that one of these days. We don't eat out very often, but, I'm going to go out and feed the chickens, and maybe walk down to the game camera and change the SD card and see if that coyote didn't come up there last night. He was up there the night before because he left his trappings behind, you might say. And he got too close to the chicken pen. So I set the alarm system up, and it didn't go off. He don't know how lucky he was.
Well, got to take care of your chickens. Got to take care of your chickens. And, well, you go out and do what you got to do. I've got my new laptop back, and I'm sitting here doing some stuff on it and learning a little bit more about it and everything. So, you go and have a good time, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Got some other things to do around here. You know, now that you mention it, I went to CQ Calendar and looked at that the other day. It's just been about a week or two, probably 2 weeks ago, and there was a bunch of bogus. I don't think they're printing a calendar this year, or I would have got notifications from them.
I got something several months ago. I hadn't gotten anything recently, but I did get something several months ago, so I know they were. I just don't know what happened, and they were having problems and everything, so maybe they finally just closed down their website and the stuff they were offering there and gone some other way, you know?
Several years ago, I had a subscription with them until they got out of hand on price. But then they got real iffy about delivery and all that. It was really shoddy. And it was a good magazine, don't make no mistake. But I love their calendars. So I ordered ARRL calendar. I probably should have ordered it from ARRL. But I got an ad from DX Engineering. I get them all the time, and they had them, but gee-many, Rusty, you got to watch the shipping from out there in California. It was like $13.95 to ship two calendars, and the calendars weren't cheap. I think it cost me $42 for two calendars, so you can figure about $21 for one. That's a little bit high, but it is a very nice calendar. I think CQ might have it might have been a 10, and these are probably a 9, that close. But the phony's money soon pars, but I didn't realize it added up to that much.
Yep, it can do that in a hurry if you're not careful. Not careful. Well, you better go take care of your chickens and check, see how many eggs they got today, and make sure that the varmint doesn't come any closer. I'll talk to you after a while. N0TR, W2T73s for now.
I'm ready to go. I'll have Bernice check my sugar right now after eating two of them donuts. I'll see you later, Rusty. W2T, N0TR, Clifton.